This one goes out to all those sisters in troubled relationships, hoping and praying that one day their man will see the light that's before them. Well, sisters, this song is a product of your hopes and your prayers. Black woman, queen of the earth, mother of civilization, soul carrier of the black nation. Look, allow me to talk to you about knowing where we came from and where we're going to. First of all, I apologize for causing you pain and bringing tears to your sacred eyes. You see, society viewed me as a loser, unable to deal with the stigma. I became an abuser of your heart, your mind, body, soul, and trust. I brought pain and misery to the both of us. I watched you cry many nights, and in between those tears you conceived love, despite many fights that have left you by yourself to raise up. No abandon, and alone you're still strong. You never gave up, and you prayed that I return to you as a strong black man with a plan that you once knew. But I continued the abuse, using the white man, the system, and slavery's my excuse. And every day I died a little bit, but you stayed by my side while others couldn't find a benefit. And I stayed in the dark for so long, but your love was the light that helped me find my way back home. And now I stand before you completed, the enemy within is soundly defeated. Black woman, I thank God for you, and doing my fall from grace. I know times were hard for you, never again when I neglect, abandon, abuse, or ever disrespect. Cause God has allowed me to mend the error of my old ways. Now we can return to our status of the old days, when I was king and you were queen, and we held dominion and rule over any and everything. We built the strong black nation, sister. You plus me equals a civil civilization. And I wanna go through it again, so if we work real hard at it, I know that we can do it again. Yes, black woman, the days of a shiftless black man are over. On the horizon is a new day, a day of a strong, responsible black man. I take a look at my city and all I see is degraded communities. It seems we're better off segregated, huh? Cause unity was much more prevalent when the struggle for freedom and justice was more evident. But as soon as we gain access to riches, some of us begin to act less original and more prestigious. Not to knock the success of another man, just because his rich don't make him less of a brother man. But what concerns me is behind the chest of a brother man is pumping something other than the love, the self-respect, and the pride that our ancestors passed on just before they died. Yeah, you say the problems in the ghettos are disturbing, but before you fight them, you move to suburbia. And when asked for your help, you neglect. You're feeling the problems in the ghettos no longer affect you. You have the attitude like you don't care. But what affects black men anywhere affects black men everywhere. Black men, we gotta get it together and be the guiding ship in the sea of the stormy weather. But the moon at the gauntlet, cause now I can't tell the difference between a preacher and a pimp. The mentality is the same. A pimp uses money to lure a woman, a preacher uses Jesus' name. And what I'm saying is a given, that a nation of men can rise no higher than its women. Black men, we got to fight to regain the respect that we lost during the midst of a Holocaust, and bring some order to our lives, and be a father to our children and husband to our wives. Yeah, see, we were kings when this world began, and I'm confident, brother, that we can do it again. Black woman, my journey to wholeness, would that all be possible if it wasn't for you? So I really need to know how you feel about it.
Black man.